Before starting, let me give you a brief introduction about Bangladesh. It's in South Asia, a small country, and obviously we are a poor country. Like we have the per capita income per year is around 600, so less than $2 per day. And so in this operations research, we will see the interventions that work towards increasing the modern contraceptives in Bangladesh. And the rationale for this is if you go through the country overall, our DHS data, overall 55.8%, nearly 56% people use modern contraceptive. But if you go to the region, like our country is divided into six big divisions, so there are also a large variations. Like in Rashiya and Khulna, it's more than 60. On the other hand, in Sylhet, it's about 30%, and also Chittagong. And though it shows the use is high, like 56%, but the discontinuation rate is very high, and also the use of short-term method is also high. Like you can see that 30% of the oral contraceptive users, they already completed their desired family size, and also the people, those who already have their desired family size, they are also using the short-term methods. And as I mentioned, the contraceptive discontinuation is also high, it's almost half. And to change this situation, to motivate the people receive the contraceptive rationally, we conducted two researches, what to do from the field. So one, we conducted a community identification and prioritization, family planning and reproductive health problems to identify. And we identified that the main problems is lack of in-depth knowledge, misconceptions, and social and religious barriers. And another research we conducted, the training needs on the service providers, and we saw that they also have some training needs. And based on that, we decided to conduct an operations research named Increasing the Rational Use of Modern Contraceptives. So our overall objective was to see the impact of that intervention, and a specific objective was to increase the acceptance of modern contraceptives by 10% and decrease the discontinuation by 10%. And in methodology, we use a quasi-experimental non-equivalent control group design, where you can see that in experimental group there was Q1 and Q2 in the middle 12 months, that X is the interventions, and those interventions are enhancing four interventions. One, enhancing the technical capacity of service providers, strengthening the physical and infrastructure and supply system of health facilities, involving community through subgroup and peer members, and creating the awareness. So to address the religious and culture social barriers, we maintain the last two, like to increase the awareness, and also involving the community, like to create awareness, we form different groups with the religious leaders and other people. And first two is facility based, to train the service providers and also strengthen the health facilities. I will discuss those things in a minute. So this was the timeline. Our study was conducted from 7 to 9, and 12 months intervention period, and 3 months post and pre. So for the intervention area, we selected two unions. The rationale for this, we selected the lowest performing areas in Bangladesh. We have a record, government keep a record according to the service receiving and also ANC delivery care and also contraceptives. Government keep a track. We call that geographical renaissance. And from that, we selected two low performing districts. As I say that we have regional variations, so we decided to select the lowest performing divisions. And from there, the lowest performing district is Hobiganj and Lakhipur. So from two divisions, two districts, Lakhipur and Hobiganj. And then from those two districts, we selected four upajelas, four unions as intercontrol area and intervention area. We selected two from the same district. So as I mentioned earlier, the enhancing technical capacities of the service providers, we trained those in those four determination areas. There are 9 service providers. We trained them regarding the counseling system, how to convince them, how to counsel them, how to implement those intervention, those contraceptives and other things. And also we trained the service providers, field workers. There are 48 field workers. Probably some of you might have the structure, health structure of Bangladesh. It's in the grassroots level is union level, and in union level there is a health facilities. Mostly it's two-storied building, and from there is a paramedic, and also in some cases there is the physicians. They provide the general health care and family planning services. And also under them there are several field workers, those who visit door-to-door and provide the counseling, and also in some cases some contraceptives. So we also trained them, those are field workers, and we also trained just started a new thing, the appreciative inquiry, because sometimes it's like the culture of our country that always the boss said, you didn't do this, you have to do this, we just introduce a new thing that they will just inquiry with their fellows and with their the field workers, like you could do this, and this is the good, if you do this, this might happen. So we just try to change it, and we named it the appreciative inquiry. So this is the health facilities in the picture, and in most unions the structure is like that, but there are also 3-storied, also 1-storied, there are different structure, but it's now mostly this pattern. And first we ensured the supplies that government provides for these health facilities, to ensure that all the necessary supplies are there. And also we improve the in front of the health facilities. Sometimes that is dirty, so we encourage the people, the local people, local community, they themselves in some places they created a new garden to give a good look. And also we post a signboard. You can see the yellow and that blue one signboard, where we posted what are the services people can get from there, and what is the service hours, so that people also might know that, okay, this is my right, I can get this service from here, from this health facility. And so this is the involving community. We formulated community support groups. So there are 4 intervention unions, and in those unions we have 9 wards. So in each ward, that's the grassroots level, we created 1 community support group, and it's mainly with the 1 religious leader, 1 school teacher, 1 the family planning field workers and social workers. We form them, and we also train them, and they are supposed to meet monthly for a meeting where they will discuss about what are the problems, what they have to do, and what are the other things they can done to improve the situation. And we selected 139 PR promoters. Actually, we selected more, but till the end, they were with us. So we selected, and the criteria was at least 5 grade level of education, and one of the best criteria was we choose the people who were satisfied user, so that they can convince the people that, look, I'm the satisfied user, so you can do this and this to convince the other people. And we also give them refresher training, so that they can go to the people and disseminate the message. And this is the creating awareness of family planning. This is mainly BCC activities. We also created a drama. That's the picture that a drama is organizing. So in each ward, we perform the drama so that people know what are the available facilities, what to do. It's mainly to eradicate the social barriers. Though it's not like 70s, the situation is already improved. So, and we also did a raffle draw, like the last picture. Whenever a woman is went to the facilities, we give them a coupon, and we said that after 3 months there will be a draw. So that created a huge awareness to the people. They said, okay, there is a draw, we can go. And that's one of the picture of the draw that the head officials of the union level, UNO, and the health, the providers, take it. They are giving the prizes to the people. So findings. And this is the findings from our community support groups, like they meet monthly, and you can see the members, that there's a UP member, social leaders, religious leaders, family planning or health workers. Though there are a small number of religious leaders, but they present mostly in different meetings, and they mainly discuss what are the specific agenda of the meeting. You can see the service-related discuss. The last line, the service-related issues discussed in most of the meeting. The main agenda for this meeting was they will discuss what are the needs and how that needs to be solved from the society and what support they can provide. So our main intention was to motivate them to discuss about the service-related issues in those meetings, those monthly meetings. And this is the performance of the peer promoters. So the peer promoters, we developed some BCC materials. They visited the clients, to the people, to the community, and disseminate those informations with the BCC materials. So these are the things that they use in the field. And this table looks really clumsy, but the thing is, Raipur, as I mentioned, two unions. One is Raipur, one from Raipur, and another from Nobigonj. Two. So this is the Upojela, sub-district. And intervention and control. So this was the pre and post. You can see the impact, and also here the knowledge increased significantly. And also for Norplant and vasectomy. So there are another thing, that the use of the knowledge on 7 methods also increased in control area. So I will discuss that at the end of the meeting, why that increased. And all this is the current use of contraceptive methods. So our main intention was to convince the people to increase the long-term method, since most of the people think that they already achieved their desired family size. So that's the rational utilization, the increase of rational utilization. So long-term and permanent method also increased in this area mainly. And this is Norplant and sterilization. So for permanent method also increased significantly in the intervention areas. And this is the parity, so that we can say whether they are using these methods rationally or not. If you see the three this is long-term and permanent method. So for the women who already have 3 or more children, the utilization of long-term and permanent method increased significantly in the intervention areas. And this is the future intention. You can see the future intention for long-term and permanent method, that the red color. It's increased in both areas significantly, and this is the comparison that from the control. So the big circles, you can see that's in the intervention, and control that's are not significant, from 9% to 8, actually it decreases, and also in the intervention area, control areas of Nobigonj. And this is the discontinuation rate. So our intention was to increase, as I mentioned, the long term, but we cannot see the long terms. In this case, it's the injectable that decreased. Also, IUD increased, the discontinuation, it decreased in both areas. And what are the lessons learned? We actually first strengthened the health facilities, and then we convinced the people, motivated the people to go to the health facilities. The mechanism was, if you create awareness to the people and they will go to the health facilities, there is no facilities, or they have a lot of complaints, that mechanism will not work. So we, at the same time, we motivate the people and also create awareness and also strengthen the health facilities, also train the service providers so that they go to the health facilities and take the services, and that worked. And also the increasing the service providers, that also worked for the long-term and permanent method. And this is the thing that, actually I don't, you can read all these things. The main theme is the satisfied users as a peer promoters, that really worked well. When they went to the people, the people listen to them because they share their experiences. So when you select the people from the user who are satisfied, that really worked. And in most cases, when we involve the community, they thought that, okay, this health facility is ours. So a sense of ownership developed among them when you form the group with religious leaders, social members, teachers, and other people. They thought, okay, this is our health facility. And they donated some chairs in some places, they donated fans. They said, okay, this is our thing, so we have to develop this. And then in every meeting, they discussed what are the things they can do and what are the barriers, and so what they can do. And that really worked well. And this is the limitations. The first limitation is we cannot say measure the individual impact of those interventions. So we have to say these are the four interventions that worked. We cannot say that these interventions work best, these interventions work. That's the one of the biggest limitations of this intervention. And as I say that at the beginning, I say that also increase the knowledge in the control area. That thing is, at the beginning of the project, we had a contract, we have MOAI with the government that no service providers will be transferred from one place to another. But unfortunately, one of the service providers changed from our control area to intervention area to control area. So that might have an impact on that issue, that increase the knowledge in that control area that I discussed in the first table. And another thing is, we also have a contract that there will be no NGOs working on those areas. One NGOs started working after selecting the areas on the long-term and permanent method in one control areas. So this is the disclosure. This is that. So, any question?
Okay, thank you. I think if you don't mind, please hold your questions till the end.